Mr. Dungan on 90.
Who?
Ralph Dungan.
Ralph.
Good morning, Mr. President.
When Charlie Alex man comes in, bring him in to see me.
I sure will.
Try to make him agree, too, that he'll give us any help over there whenever we need it, and that we want him to advise us on how to work cooperatively and decently and honestly with the Republicans.
Right.
Tell him we don't want a highly partisan administration. We want one that gives Halleck and his boys a fair chance, and we'd like for him to kind of advise you on any good, able young Republicans that be cooperative. And we don't ask that they support us in November. We ask that they be fair and decent with us and treat us as decent as we're willing to treat them.
Sure will.
And just kind of tell him that before we send his name up. And
definitely.
Also tell him that he's got to see that his senators will confirm him. That's Church and Jordan.
Yeah.
And he better check that before you send his name up, before you make an announcement.
Definitely.
And
Am I supposed to get in touch with Charlie, or is he going to
No, Charlie. I think Charlie was going to get him to come in.
Yeah, fine.
But you might tell Charlie's assistant, call him and say you're ready to see Budge whenever he's ready.
Right, I will.
So Charlie won't forget it.
Fine.
And then be sure to check that confirmation thing.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to serve on a committee, you and Walter and Mike Feldman, see what you can do about the stenographic services for the press conferences. They won't go up from 1,000 to 2,800. And we can't pay that, and we either got to get some prestige outfit that's doing a lot of reporting for some of these other agencies, like SEC or whoever does it, to come do it for the White House for $1,000 a month, like they did for beer.
Mm-hmm.
Or we got to make the newspapers pay for it, or we got to do something else, and you old heads figure out what to do. You get with Mike and Walter.
All right, sir, I will.
Have we got anybody else we need name?
We've got several here, Mr. President. You've got the Maritime Commission. The other two SEC decisions are the chairmanship and the Democratic vacancy, and I have some suggestions on both of those. You've also got the FTC. We have a suggestion on that. We could knock these off.
That's a Republican vacancy.
That's a Republican vacancy.
Right,
I've got memoranda on all of those.
Dirksen recommended anybody that we can take for anything?
He's been doing pretty well, hasn't he?
No, he had one tariff commission the other day that he gave me when he was down here. He's raised hell about it. I don't know. I gave it to you. Ought to have. I didn't.
That's probably Serge Benson. He's on the committee up there.
Yeah, he's been mean as hell, too, hasn't he? He's a high tariff man.
He's a bastard. I mean, that would really blow you right out of the water, frankly. Then you got your old problem in the damned FTC. Walter and I were talking about that last night.
Federal Trade?
No, power.
Well, he's this murderer, and he wants Connally, and he wants the Ohio man. You can't have either one of them.
They're murder. They really are.
Have you got anybody in Massachusetts that's...
No. Well, yeah, there is a good guy in Massachusetts.
Somebody said Solenstall wanted somebody up there.
He has one for the SEC. That's a guy by the name of Stimson, who's a Harry Byrd's son-in-law, I think.
Yeah, that's the only
one that's salty that I know of.
Well, that's the Republican, though, you
that's
see.
Right.
And Budgie's got that position.
Right, so that's done.
No, it's Harry Byrd's brother's son-in-law.
I see. Well, there is a fellow who's the chairman of the Massachusetts Commission who checks out quite well. There's also a very bright young...
Well, now, how does he check out well? Will he check out... I don't want a fair man. I don't want a crusader one way or the other.
No, he's not a crusader. He's straight.
I want a judge. That's all I want. I'm willing to take Hugo Black. I prefer not to have Bill Douglas writing too many opinions, but I'm willing to take a man that'll call him.
Did Walter tell you about the one, Tom Clark's ex-law clerk, who's now at Columbia Law School, is kind of a sleeper that we got as a possibility?
As a Republican?
Of sorts. He is, but he's not a real dyed-in-the-wool one. He's a registered Republican, let's put it that way, in New Jersey. Bright young guy. Clark thinks he's the greatest thing that he ever had. He's 34 years old. You can't tell where he stands on the issues. I mean, he's neutral.
Well, I'd like to be a man that's a little pro-public power and judicious on all other things.
Yeah. Well, I think we have two or three for you on that power one that you could take a look at, and I think that...
Now, does Dirksen know this fella?
Nope.
See, we got to get Dirksen to recommend him.
All right. I can do that if you want me to... Let me, if this is all right with you, why don't I show you these three names,
right,
and you look at them, and then I'll plant them with Dirksen and say, which of these do you think would be best?
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Fine.